Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. Wholesale prices have taken their biggest monthly jump in almost 5 years. The Labor Department says they rose 1.4% in September. Higher petroleum prices were the largest single cause of the increase. Gasoline at the pump went up more than 6% last month. Home heating oil nearly 8%. Wholesale prices of consumer foods rose nearly 2%. And all this means higher retail prices in the near future. Negotiators for the United Auto Workers and Ford Motor Company are working against the clock today in Detroit, and we'll hear about that from Rob Moore of CBS radio affiliate WWJ.
There's less than a full day to go for Ford Motor and United Auto Worker bargainers to beat a strike deadline. The union is placing all of the onus on the company. The amount of money is not the issue, but overtime and skilled trades paid differentials from assemblers loom as two major obstacles to a non-strike settlement. UAW President Douglas Frazier says a strike can be avoided if the automaker makes the right decisions. And he says he remains very optimistic that the two sides can come to agreement before midnight. Observers say the union is still searching for that one item that will pacify skilled tradesmen. They are unhappy because most of the money in the GM trend-setting contract went to retiree raises and not to active workers. Rob Marr for CBS News, Detroit.
A strike deadline against General Motors of Canada was set for midnight last night, but negotiators worked past the deadline, came up with a tentative agreement on a new contract, and the walkout was called off. The settlement is reportedly similar in most respects to the one ratified last week by General Motors workers in the United States. Pope John Paul is maintaining his breathtaking pace today in the final hours of his visit to Philadelphia, a visit that began late yesterday on a high note, reported by Steve Young. The mass celebrated last night by the Pope drew an enormous number of people, perhaps a million. It was the largest crowd the pontiff has seen so far in America. Torrential rain plagued him in both Boston and New York, but here, about an hour before the pontiff's plane landed, the sun broke through dark clouds. That contributed to the huge throng that filled Logan Circle and spilled over into several adjoining blocks. In his homily, or sermon, the Pope put special emphasis on human sexuality. He reasserted the obligation of priests to remain celibate and said the person or the couple is not free to ignore what he termed the true moral order. Steve Young, CBS News, Philadelphia.
The Pope celebrated another Mass this morning, and in the course of it, he restated the Roman Catholic Church's traditional opposition to women as priests. The Pope said that God himself has decreed that only men should be priests, and he added that it's not a question of human rights. Later this morning, the pontiff flies to Des Moines, Iowa, and Don Webster has the story there.
Des Moines is the westernmost point in the Pope's journey, and by far the smallest city he's going to be visiting. Thousands of visitors from the western United States are coming here, and city officials have been worried whether they'll be able to handle the huge throngs. The Pope will travel by helicopter during his four-hour stay in Iowa. First, he'll visit a small country church outside town, giving an apostolic blessing and then visiting with parishioners. From there, he'll go to an open farm area where preparations have been made for hundreds of thousands to celebrate Mass. The theme of the Mass is rural life and the land. In recent days, the Catholic Church has become worried that forecasts of huge crowds might frighten some people into staying away. So the church has begun a series of paid radio and TV commercials urging people to come. Don Webster, CBS News, Des Moines.
The pontiff is due this evening in Chicago, where he'll spend both tonight and tomorrow night, with numerous events on the pontifical agenda in between. The issue of the Soviet military presence in Cuba is still hanging fire today in Washington, but Chairman Frank Church of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee says he is working on a formula that he thinks will eliminate the issue as a roadblock to ratification of the SALT II Treaty. And as we hear from Sam Ford in San Juan, Puerto Rico, Washington's concern over the problem doesn't seem to be mirrored in the immediate area.
Although the issue of Soviet troops in Cuba has been causing fireworks in Washington, it seems to be having little effect in the Caribbean. President Carter's announced intention to beef up U.S. military forces in the Caribbean led to Soviet charges that he is engaging in gunboat diplomacy. But as yet, there has been no significant increase in any kind of military craft. And Admiral Arthur Kanoisen, who is Naval Forces commander in the Caribbean, says he knows little more about a military buildup than what he heard the other night in the president's speech.
That's much I know about. involved, I don't know if I'd be able to tell you, but at the moment I...
Is that unusual, that the commander...
No, it's not unusual because there's no big action, in my opinion, taking place.
The Admiral acknowledges that the U.S. aircraft carrier Forrestal is conducting maneuvers in the Caribbean, but he says those maneuvers were planned months ago. And according to the Admiral, the President sending the Marines on maneuvers in Guantanamo Bay is not unusual, since the Marines routinely use that base on the southern tip of Cuba. Sam Ford, CBS News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
A showdown may be near in the Zimbabwe-Rhodesian talks now being held in London. Tom Fenton has details.
Guerrilla leaders of the Patriotic Front have only 4 days in which to decide whether to accept a draft constitution for Zimbabwe-Rhodesia that was handed to them by the British government on a virtually take-it-or-leave-it basis. British Foreign Secretary Lord Carrington, after presenting the document yesterday to the Rhodesia conference, made it clear that he would accept no major changes. If agreement cannot be reached by Monday, Carrington said in an interview, there will be no point in continuing and the conference will break down. Bishop Abel Muzorewa, prime minister of the multiracial Rhodesian government that was elected earlier this year, has already accepted the main principles of the new British drafted constitution. It provides for a Western-style multi-party parliamentary government and certain minimum political guarantees for the country's white minority. The guerrillas, whose ultimate aim is an African socialist one-party state, are strongly opposed to some of the draft constitution's major provisions. A breakdown of the conference would mean a continuation and intensification of the 7-year civil war, which has already cost an estimated 20,000 lives. Tom Fenton, CBS News, London.
In South Africa, the ruling National Party of Prime Minister Peter Botha has suffered something of a rebuff at the polls, apparently because of Botha's recent appeal for a relaxation of some attitudes on racial relations in South Africa. 4 parliamentary by-elections were held there yesterday, with only whites voting. The party did hold on to all 4 seats, but the turnout was small, and the party's majorities were down sharply. More anti-nuclear demonstrations are being planned for this weekend at the nuclear power plant in Seabrook, New Hampshire. And Jim Rupert of CBS radio affiliate WEMJ in Laconia reports that the two sides already are squaring off.
The Coalition for Direct Action Against Seabrook says the plans announced by the state to control the occupation will fail. New Hampshire Governor Hugh Gallon has announced that 250 state police from throughout New England will guard the nuclear power plant construction site and will be backed up by National Guard units. But the coalition is expecting to have more people arrested this weekend than the 1,400 who went to jail in a similar protest occupation 2 years ago. And the protest group says the arrests will overload the court system in New Hampshire, even if the state gets a $250,000 federal grant it is seeking to pay for extra judges for the protesters' trials. Both sides say they will not use violence in the upcoming confrontation, and the coalition rejects claims by the state that a lack of discipline within the group makes the occupation potentially dangerous. The coalition says it will occupy the Seabrook site successfully and peacefully. Jim Rupert for CBS News, Laconia, New Hampshire.
Governor Dixie Lee Ray of Washington today is planning to close the low-level nuclear waste storage dump at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. The closing is described as temporary. An aide to the governor says Ms. Ray made her decision after the Washington State Patrol reported 3 improper shipments yesterday. The aide says one truck was hauling liquid wastes, the waste on another was improperly packaged, and the third truck was overloaded. So for the time being, the nuclear waste storage dump won't be operating. Gold is selling in Western Europe today below the $400 mark. It's trading in London at $394.50 an ounce, a bit higher than that in Zurich. That's well below the record-breaking levels reached in both markets earlier this week. The U.S. dollar dropped in Tokyo today, down 2 yen from yesterday, and it's mixed in Western Europe.
CBS News. The latest move in a long environmental struggle. The Secretary of the Army has come out in favor of an oil refinery at the entrance to Chesapeake Bay. I'm Richard C. Hotellet, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. No oil refinery has been built on the East Coast for 20 years, and environmentalists are trying to keep it that way. But today, Secretary of the Army Clifford Alexander says he favors building one in Portsmouth, Virginia, at the entrance to Chesapeake Bay. More from Susan Spencer.
The fight over this refinery, which would be the first built on the East Coast in over two decades, has been going on now for 4 years. And this morning, Secretary of the Army Alexander again delayed a final decision on permits for it. He said though he favors the facility, he wants to talk personally with Interior Secretary Cecil Andrus, who opposes the $620 million refinery on environmental grounds. Alexander dismissed the chief environmental objection to it, that an oil spill could damage the Chesapeake oyster beds.
Obviously, the most catastrophic spill that we looked at would do significant damage. What we then had to do was take what that damage would be and subtract that from the national economic benefits.
Interior Secretary Andrus was not available for comment today. A spokesman said his opposition to the refinery remains unchanged. Susan Spencer, CBS News, Washington.
More news after this. The next time your car is due for an oil change, take a second and think about your gasoline. That's right, your gasoline. Because now there's a Pennzoil that can save you gasoline. It's called Pennzoil PZL. Just look for the big silver letters PZL on the bright yellow Pennzoil can. Ask for Pennzoil PZL, and you'll be putting special friction reducers to work in your engine. They help your car go farther on every gallon of gasoline. Pennzoil PZL has another important advantage, too. It's a long-life motor oil, so you can go even farther between oil changes. Or if you've just bought a brand-new car, change oil as recommended by the manufacturer to protect your warranty. Pennzoil PZL. It's no ordinary motor oil. So next time you need oil, look for the bright yellow can with the big silver letters, Pennzoil PZL. Remember, when your car is worth caring for, Pennzoil is worth asking for. Pope John Paul II, running late in his busy schedule, leaves Philadelphia shortly for Des Moines, Iowa. It has been a dramatic visit with enormous crowds and congregations larger than those in either New York or Boston. And John Paul has turned the main thrust of his remarks from the great issues of global morality to specific issues of concern to American Catholics. He registered his opposition to the ordination of women as priests.
The Church's traditional decision to call men to the priesthood and not to call women is not a statement about human rights, nor an exclusion of women from holiness and mission in the Church. Rather, this decision expresses the conviction of our Church, of the Church, about this particular dimension of the gift of priesthood, by which God has chosen to shepherd his flock.
Pope John Paul also declared that a priest could not give up his vocation. The priesthood, he said, is forever. The Carter Re-Election Committee is filing a complaint about the draft Kennedy committees springing up around the country. A spokesman says a formal complaint will be filed today with the Federal Election Commission, which had ruled that the Kennedy committees are not campaign committees and therefore are not bound to restrictions on contributions. There's a move afoot to persuade two veteran Republicans in the Senate to seek re-election. The GOP Senate Campaign Committee has sent letters to New York's Jacob Javits and Arizona's Barry Goldwater. Stocks and other news after this.
The October bargain of the month from True Value Hardware Stores is something you'll want to keep close at hand, but hopefully never use. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you it's the Kidde All-Purpose Fire Extinguisher, now for just $744. It's UL-rated 1A, 10BC, to fight not one or two, but all three classes of household fires, including paper, wood, gasoline, electrical, and more. Get a Kidde All-Purpose Fire Extinguisher for just $744 while supplies last at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
Bob and Ray for Mail Grant.
Here's the Easter Bunny mogul J.T. Hoppity. Funny, I didn't see your rabbits around last season.
A steam pipe in my factory exploded. Melted every chocolate bunny in the shop.
What'd you do with all that melted chocolate?
Called Western Union and sent Mail Grant messages to 20 distributors. Chocolate pancakes at rock bottom prices.
Bet you that old impact of a telegram at a fraction of the cost really got things hopping.
Next time you want to get things moving, call Western Union and send a Mailgram message.
The government's producer's price index was up 1.4% in September, the largest monthly increase since November 1974. Higher petroleum prices and higher food prices were the major factors. On Wall Street at this hour, however, the Dow Jones average is up 5.29. Volume on the big board, 15.75 million shares. The Dow Jones Industrial stand at 890.44. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News.
Today, the Pope addressed some controversial matters concerning the church, and Steve Young reports from Philadelphia.
More than an hour late, Pope John Paul left Philadelphia this afternoon to the cheers and singing of thousands of schoolchildren. They squealed with delight when the pontiff walked among them for several minutes after his limousine drew up. And as his plane revved up its engines and slowly rolled away, they continued a rousing rendition of "Your Grand Old Flag." Earlier in his sermon, during a mass for thousands of priests, seminarians, and nuns, the pontiff reiterated the obligation of a priest to remain celibate. He restated the church's position that women may not become priests and said that decision is not a statement about human rights nor an exclusion of women from holiness and mission in the church. The church in this city is one of the most traditional in America, and the remarks drew a standing, cheering ovation that went on for 7 minutes. Steve Young, CBS News, Philadelphia.
More news after this.
Get the hot spinal collar. It kills both ticks and fleas. Put the plus on your pet. The heart's 2-in-1 plus.
Dog and cat owners, beware. Fall season is still flea and tick season. Your pet needs the Hart's 2-in-1 Plus collar now. Kills ticks and fleas for up to 5 months. Keeps working on your pet to protect your family, too. Plus, the Hart's collar won't lose effectiveness if it gets wet. This fall,
put the plus on your pet. The Hart's 2-in-1 Plus.
Take your contact. Take it now. Give your cold to contact.
Before you choose a cold medicine, you should know that no cold tablet, no cold liquid has found the way to give you Contact's continuous relief. One Contact works up to 12 hours, helps relieve all your congestive symptoms, all day, all night. That's the wonder of Contact.
If you're cold, to Contact.
Take only as directed.
The Carter-Mondale Re-Election Committee says it's filed its complaint with the Federal Election Commission, charging that the various draft Kennedy committees around the country are not just grassroots phenomenon, but part of an orchestrated campaign. And therefore, the Carter re-election people say the draft Kennedy people ought to be bound by the same campaign practice rules that apply to the incumbents. The FEC had ruled earlier that the Kennedy workers were not in fact part of a campaign, inasmuch as Kennedy had not formally and has not formally announced. Army Secretary Clifford Alexander says he favors permitting construction of an oil refinery complex at Portsmouth, Virginia, at the mouth of Chesapeake Bay. However, he's deferring his final decision until he hears more from the Interior Secretary. Environmentalists oppose the refinery plan on the grounds of potential oil spill damage to life in the bay. Alexander says the refinery would not greatly change the odds.
By building a refinery, the likelihood of that taking place moves from once every 129 years to once every 83 years. That obviously is serious business, and we should consider it as serious business. But even in that worst of all situations, there would not be a total destruction of the blue crabs or the oysters.
The Army Secretary Alexander. The wholesale price list gained 1.4% last month, and that is the largest monthly increase in nearly 5 years. The list was led up by sharply increasing prices for petroleum, and there are signs abroad of more of that to come. Algeria has joined Libya in a decision to divert some of its oil sales from the major oil companies. Apparently, this oil would go into the spot market where it commands far more money. And Iran reportedly has asked some Japanese customers to pay about $40 a barrel for oil on the spot market. That's about twice the money that Iran normally sells oil to other customers under long-term contracts. More news after this.
Picture this. It's Atlantic City. The time is now. Gambling has come to the big hotels, and the old town will never be the same, especially for a house detective named Arnie Sutter.
I hate picking up guys at airports, and I don't think I should have to do that.
His boss wants his job.
What are you always checking up on me for?
I know that you're considered special by some people around here, Sutter, but I will not allow the security of this hotel to be compromised. Anything else, Chief? Lose 20 pounds.
His ex-wife wants the only real friend he's ever had, his kid Max.
He says that, I need a parent. He says you're irresponsible. Don't blow it, Arnie. Don't want to go live with Mom.
His only chance to keep his job and his kid is to trap a couple of jewel thieves that even the FBI hasn't been able to catch. Can he do it?
Who knows this business better than my old man?
Nobody. I love you, Max.
Love you too.
Find out what happens on Big Seamus, Little Seamus.
Big Seamus, Little Seamus, Saturday night at 9, 8 Central and Mountain. View this fall on CBS television.
Got the picture? Oh, yeah. You're looking good.
In the Middle East, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, felled by a stomach upset in Beirut, left the hospital today, saying he does plan to keep an appointment with the PLO's leader, Yasser Arafat. Arafat himself came to Jackson's bedside last night and left a bouquet of flowers. Gold prices tumbled in Europe today, the London price closing at $381 an ounce. On Wall Street now, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead, 5.29, the index at 890.44, with volume on the New York Exchange, 21,480,000 shares. Reed Collins, CBS News.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. Pope John Paul II today completed another leg of his grueling week-long visit to the United States. He left Philadelphia in early afternoon and flew to Des Moines, Iowa. Earlier, at a mass at Philadelphia's Civic Center, attended by more than 20,000 priests, nuns, and seminarians, the Pope referred to the touchy issue of priesthood for women.
The Church's traditional decision to call men to the priesthood and not to call women is not a statement about human rights, nor an exclusion of women from holiness and mission in the Church. Rather, this decision expresses the conviction of our Church, of the Church, about this particular dimension of the gift of priesthood, by which God has chosen to shepherd his flock.
From Philadelphia, it was on to Des Moines, and we have a report on that phase of the Pope's trip from Don Webster.
It was a busy 4 hours for the pontiff during his Iowa stopover. Travel was entirely by helicopter, and his two stops were a study in contrast. The first visit was to the rural St. Patrick's Irish Settlement Catholic Church, with only 204 people in its parish, virtually all of them in attendance today. The second stop was an open field for a mass attended by tens of thousands. At both stops, the Pope reminded the audience that the rich land here and the bountiful harvest are gifts from God. He reminded people, in a world with so much famine, how fortunate they are to live here. This is the westernmost stop by the pontiff, and today's mass drew thousands of visitors from the western United States. There are indications that the Pope should make a return visit to the U.S. next time he'll travel even further west. Don Webster, CBS News, Des Moines.
The plane carrying Pope John Paul from Des Moines has landed in Chicago. More news after this.
It was 9:30 a.m. June 5th. It was a muggy day in Chicago. My name's Walco. My partner's name is Barry. We work the day shift at AM Infratext. Our job? Sell information to companies on how they can control their office copying costs. 9:32, a call comes in. AM Infratext, we sell information. Right. Yes, sir. We'll be right over.
Problem?
Man just got his May copying bill. He's choking on it. 10 o'clock, we arrive at the victim's office. He's blue from the size of his copying.
Relax, sir. We can help. 20% of all copies made are unnecessary.
Oh, really?
Really.
We estimate 30% of all copies are made on the wrong machines.
Could be the reason your bill is so big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want us to make a clean copy of your bill for you?
Is it necessary?
You're better already.
If copying costs are burying your company alive, call AM Infratext. We sell information on how you can control copying costs. Call us, 800-323-7792. Illinois residents call Collect, 312-870-5189.
President Carter's re-election committee today filed suit calling on the Federal Election Commission to put a halt to what was termed illegal donations to independent groups backing Senator Kennedy. A report from Leslie Stahl.
The complaint charges that the various draft Kennedy committees around the country are affiliated with one another, that the effort is being coordinated, and therefore the groups are breaking the law by accepting contributions over the $5,000 limit. In a news conference, Carter campaign manager Tim Kraft said he is not charging that Senator Kennedy is doing the coordinating, but that others are.
We frankly think that the national Kennedy committees in the various states and in their various fundraising and targeting operations are about as unaffiliated as the Marx Brothers.
Kraft said one of the coordinators is the Machinist Union, which has contributed $33,000 to various Kennedy committees. The union's president, William Wimpesinger, denies he's organizing a campaign.
What they've done on their own initiative. If they talk among themselves, it's news to me. And I don't know whether they do or not. They're not talking to me about it, and I'm not coordinating anything, nor is anybody that works for me in this building.
Kennedy supporters say they're afraid the action itself will chill their contributors. And indeed, Carter campaign counsel Timothy Smith said he hopes today's filing will increase the sensitivities of the contributors and make them aware, as he put it, they may be violating the law. Leslie Stahl, CBS News, Washington.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
Hey, there's no safety warning label inside this Amana radar range microwave oven. How come?
Because Amana passed a battery of tough government tests, the government granted Amana, and only Amana, an exemption from displaying the safety warning label.
Ooh, impressive.
Here's another Amana radar range exclusive. It's the only microwave oven with rotowave cooking system, a rotating shower of power that cooks more evenly and cooks most foods faster than ever before. So what's your first choice in microwave ovens?
The one and only Amana radar range.
You got it.
Get the hot spinal collar. It kills both ticks and fleas. Put the plus on your pet. The hearts too.
Dog and cat owners, beware. Fall season is still flea and tick season. Your pet needs the Hart's 2-in-1 Plus collar now. Kills ticks and fleas for up to 5 months. Keeps working on your pet to protect your family, too. Plus, the Hart's collar won't lose effectiveness if it gets wet. This fall,
put the plus on your pet. The Hart's 2-in-1 Plus.
Negotiators for the Ford Motor Company and the United Auto Workers Union are working against a midnight strike deadline as bargaining continues in Dearborn, Michigan. The latest reported by Rob Marr of CBS radio affiliate WWJ in Detroit.
The atmosphere is uncharacteristically relaxed at the Ford World headquarters in Dearborn. Both company and United Auto Worker bargainers expect to work out a contract without a strike at the midnight deadline. But they acknowledge there are still some issues that have not been finalized. They're waiting for one breakthrough, that in the area of assigned or voluntary overtime. That's the item that seems to have been the bargaining impasse since Ford Motor made its offer on Monday. The company wants to have the right to tell workers to work overtime on hot-selling items. The union wants to improve on the current contract, which gives employees the right to refuse any Sunday overtime and to turn down extra hours every third Saturday. Ironically, many rank-and-file workers say if the overtime provision is taken away totally, they wouldn't be able to survive financially since they depend on overtime pay for the little extras in life. But as of now, everyone expects a settlement at Ford to be announced sometime in mid-evening. Rob Marr for CBS News, Dearborn, Michigan.
The dollar recorded steady gains today on the European money markets, this amid speculation of a new move by Washington to shore up the dollar. Gold prices continued to fall, dropping below the $400 an ounce level in both London and Zurich. In New York, gold closed at $371 an ounce. The Wall Street Report in a moment.
Have you seen the new Saxon 302 plain paper copier yet? You're going to love the way it runs. Instead of push buttons or dials, the Saxon has a new press-tone control panel. So if you want to make, 45 copies, you just press the panel. If you want to repeat the run, just press repeat. To change paper from letter to legal size, just again. The Saxon 302 has dual cassette automation. The Saxon also has a self-diagnostic setter that monitors all machine functions. That cuts downtime so you can along doing business. With this space-age technology, the Saxon 302 delivers the highest quality plain paper copies, yet it costs even less to buy or rent than the new Xerox 2600. For my money, the Saxon 302 is the best little copier in America.
For more information, check the yellow pages for your nearest Saxon sales officer dealer or call toll-free 800-228-2222.
Stocks higher, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly 5 points at about 890. The average price per share on the New York Exchange up 18 cents, also up 18 on the American. Volume on the big board totaled nearly 39 million shares, Amex volume about 7.25 million. Wall Street on this World Tonight.